We are under pressure to know a lot these days. If we don't know the answer, we can Google it or search for a how-to video on YouTube. But what if you are in a situation where you can't access the World Wide Web to figure it out real fast? Maybe you're in a planning meeting with clients or colleagues and someone is asking you a question that you do not know the answer to. Before you fake it, say, "I don't know." This is the number one response I coach my pitch publicity team to say if pitching a journalist and they get asked a question they don't know the answer to. I tell them never fake it with a journalist. First of all, you don't have to, and it's not worth getting caught in a communication that's not 100% accurate. I tell them that if faced with a question they don't know the answer to, simply say, "I don't know, but let me find out." This response actually builds more credibility because it tells the person you are responding to that you strive for accuracy and you are not going to just respond out of pressure. The pitch challenge today: use "I don't know, but let me find out" as your new default for questions you don't know the answer to. You can practice this in your work life and personal life. Don't feel pressured into guessing answers. There's a lot of power behind admitting to not knowing something, and when you do admit this and come back with the accurate answer, it will hold even more credibility.